like.
Hey everyone, episodes. Welcome to episode 7.
7 again.
Spooncast Radio. We have a great show lined up and tons of planned out things that are planned out.
We don't have anything planned out.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
We don't have a thing.
Once
we're just gonna go with it, and we're gonna see what happens.
Yep, we have a new special guest for you, one you've never seen before. Justin Owen is our guest.
We had a guest here, but he ran away screaming and crying.
Well, he listened to episode 3 and 6, and well, he ran. He didn't want to be a guest. So.
I've never seen a person move that fast in my life.
I've never seen a person push over so many kids.
Yeah, and smack them with a fish.
And then back over them with his car.
Yeah.
With a fish?
With a fish. A dead fish. That was half alive.
Yeah. So, I have a story.
You have a story. So do I. I have a story. I totally forgot about it. So, you go first.
Okay. Well, as our fans may know, I work at the McDonald's sandwich shop. And, Hamburger Palace, whatever you want to call it, and I was scheduled to work from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Friday, and Derek actually came in to visit me at noon, but I had overslept by about 9 hours. I ended up waking up at 3 in the afternoon. And I went downstairs and checked my phone, and I had about 5 messages from work. So somehow I slept about 17 hours, and I overslept, that long.
17 hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
I went to sleep at like 10.
That's a lot. Almost jealous.
It's a lot of hours. Which is weird, because I haven't been able to sleep in past 9.
Wow.
But,
Good for you.
You have a story, too?
I do. Well, it was Thanksgiving. Couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. You know, family, everything. Did you get together with family? Generally, no.
I get together with family every year.
Okay, well then you know, everybody knows. There's always that awkward conversation during dinner where everybody's like wanting to get up and do something, but because the guy's still talking, you don't do anything.
Yeah.
Well, we have a. The table's in the other room, and then there's a big screen TV in the family room. So I got the seat at the table so I could watch TV. And, of course,
that seat everyone's always trying to
always
guess.
Buying for. I got there first win.
You so camped out there all night.
I did.
Just
I
waited
there.
In that chair. Everyone got there. Are you going to get up and give me a hug? No. No, I'm not.
Hey, Derek, there's a present for you in the other room. No, there's not. Bring it here. What is it?
Really, okay, what is but, it? Yeah, sorry, go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, really story now. Really story. The Seattle-Dallas game, I believe, was on at the time, and people watched it. You know what I'm talking about, eventually. But we ate dinner, and, of course, the awkward conversations came up. So I'm like, okay, time to watch the game. So I look over, and none other than the despicable Jonas Brothers were playing halftime. I was caught, literally, in a sandwich of awfulness. Awkward on one side, and, you know, horrible music talent on the other.
Can I just say, like, just, okay, I was watching one game, I don't remember which one it was, but the halftime show was, what's his name? Jesse McCartney? The one who, like, I thought didn't even sing anymore. Because he had that one, like, beautiful soul song, and then he just sort of disappeared. But he was playing the halftime show, and the Jonas Brothers are playing a halftime show. Why are they trying to mix, like, the most non-manly things with the most manly thing on the planet?
Football is the man's sport. I mean,
yeah, they should have, like, AC/DC and Led Zeppelin playing the halftime show.
Metallica. Man, that would be
the really? But no, Metallica. They have, like, what's next?
Foo Fighters.
What's next? Hilary Duff and the Jonas Brothers? Oh, wait.
Or
but seriously. Who played the halftime show that one year? It was, like, NSYNC and of the Super Bowl. It was, like, NSYNC and Britney Spears.
Yeah, and then the one year was... what's her name? I show my breasts on TV.
Janet Jackson.
Yeah, her. Yeah.
Clearly, that's stuck in my memory. I showed my breasts. Janet Jackson. Yeah, great. Well, now I'm the
pervert.
It's not
pervert as bad in. As me. I'm the one that just remembered the breasts.
I remember breasts. Where did that? Yeah.
Okay. What do
we have? We have absolutely nothing.
Well, it's that time of year again. It's December, winter, snow.
Yeah.
But of course,
Christmas. Yeah.
Christmas. The time. Everyone writes their letters to Santa Claus and sends the big man their lists. Actually, I just sent mine yesterday. What?
You send a letter to Santa?
Yeah, yeah. What'd you think? Didn't you?
No.
No. Well, you should really get on that. I heard if you don't send it before a deadline, that you don't get what you want. Actually, last year, I forgot to send mine, but my parents were nice enough to take it up to the North Pole themselves and give it to Santa. And that's what they said. Doesn't really matter anyway, because I got what I want, mostly.
So, you really think, you think Santa's real?
Yes. Duh.
Okay, I think we need to talk.
Dude. Man. I told you. Off the stuff.
No, not that. Well, even if you're not. Anyway, not about that. There's no easier way to say this, so. So I'll try to put it as delicately as I possibly can. Santa's totally fake.
What?
He's not real.
Santa's dead?
No, he never existed at all. He was never real.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Nope. Oh, I don't believe you.
I'm telling
you. I believe you.
Okay. Alright. Will you just listen?
Fine.
Telling the truth. Okay, watch. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
You're Santa Claus!
No, I'm just trying to prove Santa never existed and that anyone can pretend to be him.
So Santa isn't real?
Yeah, not a bit.
You're telling me that you know Santa isn't real.
Okay, let me show you again. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. See? And I'm not Santa. Stop looking at me that way. I'm not Santa.
I hate you. I hate you with all the passion in my heart that burns like a fiery sun of suns and planets.
Do you hate me because Santa isn't real?
I do. Because you told me. You told me what I didn't want to know.
Yeah.
I wanted to be ignorant.
Yeah. I mean, you don't believe in the Easter Bunny, right? Or anything like that. The Easter Bunny, or leprechauns, or unicorns. I mean, all that's obvious. Okay, but like the Tooth Fairy, you don't believe in the...
I think we need to take a break. Just a little break. I need to fix something.
You stop crying?
Okay,
I got you. I was just kidding. All that crap is real.
So you were lying.
Yeah.
So you're not gonna get any presents from Santa Claus.
Yeah, I'm not. Oh no, I'm not gonna get any presents from Santa Claus.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and he's totally real. How? You're like 19 years old.
19 and a half.
Yeah, it's all real.
Let's take a break. Alright, we're back. Sorry. I just kind of broke down.
I think broke down is putting it lightly. I mean, you threw up all over my floor.
Your floor? Or my basement?
I know, but you went to my house and you threw up all over my floor.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. I really do apologize.
You know, my house is unclean enough.
Unclean?
Yeah, unclean. That's unclean. A word.
Really?
Yeah.
I know it's a word. You know what else is a word?
What? What is a word?
The is a word.
Fantastic. Okay.
Fan-freaking-tastic. So, hey, we got our first email, didn't we?
Did we?
We did. What was his name?
Oh, from our fan?
Yeah, our fan.
Yeah, we got an email. We have one official fan. Actually, we have one official fan on the website, but we have, I know of one fan that actually, like, listens to our podcast every week, so this is a shout-out to you, Sarah Both Benzman of Wright State.
Dayton, Ohio.
Is it in Dayton?
Kind of.
Okay, yeah, I mentioned...
That area.
Guess what? You're famous now, because I just mentioned you.
You are famous in a tight-knit group of, like, 30 people. And,
yeah, and, 30 people know you now, so congratulations.
And
also, crap, I don't know his real name.
Me neither. Piff Piff.
It's on the Gmail thing. Okay, well, he has a podcast too, which is either called Piff Piff or Inspired Insanity. Pretty funny podcast.
Yeah, it's good. I listened to, episode one, The Rainforest, and, it was good. Ours is better.
I don't know about... Well, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
He's funny, though.
Oh, we just clicked to become your friend.
Yep. Took us long enough, but yeah, okay.
Actually, I think I've already sent you a request. Like,
he wants to be our friend, but he doesn't...
seven times.
Like, he wants to be friends with us, but he doesn't want us to be friends with him.
Yeah.
What else was I going to say?
I have a small news article that came across my desk.
Your desk?
My desk. The other day. Okay.
What are you, a news reporter? Your desk?
No, well, I'm a businessman. Oh. I just get random news articles. In London, or in the heart of New York City. Nope, London.
You know, one of the places.
One of those places.
It's pretty much the same place. The heart of New York City and London.
All right, let's start that over. Do you have $7.4 million? Well, we don't either. But if you did, you could buy a secret tunnel lair under the streets of London. Look at this. Look at this picture.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
If you want this article, because the link is... Oh my god, that's huge. Google Gizmodo and calling all wannabe Dr. Evils, and that should come up.
Yeah.
Wow. But basically, London built these tunnels for World War II. London. The British built these tunnels for World War II as bomb shelters... they can hold 8,000 people, are designed to function for 5 weeks, blah, 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 blah.
$7.4 million. There's some giant underground tunnels that you can do anything in. You can run around naked or...
If we get enough money, we will buy these tunnels and we will hold a party in these tunnels.
We will invite all of you. Everyone serial killer or not.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter.
Only 8,000 of you though, so...
Yeah.
Don't all call at once.
Yeah.
Or email at once.
Oh, whoa. My screen just exploded with emails and donations.
Yeah, mine didn't.
I made that up. We didn't actually get any emails.
Yeah, we haven't even posted this.
No, we haven't. Whoa, there it is again. Nope, just kidding.
It says, please wait, ...
I know, I'm logging into our email account.
Shit, what's that called? I just cussed. The ...
I don't know.
I know the word for it, but...
Do you know that answer? We will give you a cash prize.
Yeah. I know the answer. Ellipsis. No cash prize for you. Only for me. It is ellipsis,
Matt,
right?
Matt already won the cash prize.
That's not the answer, is it?
I have no idea.
Ellipsis?
Well, we just made it up. We're calling it an... No, that isn't that, like, this thing? I made a little figure in my air.
Didn't... In my air. In my air.
It's my air. I just breathed it in, and it's my air.
It's something like that.
Holy crap.
So, last week, you might remember, we got the time machine, and, sorry it's actually, taken so long to record a new episode, but,
you got shot.
Yeah, lots of stuff happened after we, we re-went back in time again, and,
Okay.
All right.
Oh, there's...
Oh, we have a comment on our first episode, too.
Episode one. I think it's from Pip. It is from him.
This is quite entertaining. I'm looking forward to future episodes. Keep it up.
24 days ago. We had more than one episode at that time, I think. But okay, we are also looking forward to our future episodes.
Here you go. We're...
This is for you.
Yep. It's for you, Piff Piff.
You know, if you spelled your name backwards, it'd be Fip Pip.
What? Yeah? Yeah, well, if you spelled your name backwards, it would be Carid. I think. Yeah, Carid. You're a poorly spelled vegetable. And I would be...
Did anybody else see the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
I didn't, no.
Rick Roll.
Oh, yeah.
Rick Astley Rick Rolled.
I heard about that.
Freaking Nation. It was amazing.
Explain that to me, because I didn't see it or, like, even read that much into it, but...
Okay. Cartoon Network had a... float... Thank you, words. My brain is just not here tonight.
Thank you, words.
Wow. Cartoon Network had a float, and they were playing some music, you know, normal background noise. Then they were like, the characters from Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends will now be performing a song, and they have a special guest. And then Rick Astley walked out and sang... is sang a song which I can't seem to put words on my...
Yeah,
he sang
all
a song.
We all know it's never going
to
be
Ryan Carroll. Ryan Carroll. Shout
oh, yeah.
out to you.
Yeah, that's
your name. That's the Not guy from Kansas.
Yeah, he's not from Kansas.
The guy from Not Kansas.
Yeah, that's our digital fan. Yeah. So Ryan Carroll.
Finally, we got your name.
Also, everyone who watches the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, there are a lot of young people who watch it, but I would say the majority is probably older people, like,
yeah,
you know, people who don't have the access to the internet, so they won't really understand.
No, I don't.
The subtlety.
Because I actually went to that Thanksgiving party I was telling you about.
Yeah.
And I was like, did anybody else see, the Rick Roll this morning, and they were like, what? I'm like, it was freaking hilarious.
Oh, yeah, that, actually, Rick Roll, it came up at my Thanksgiving. We weren't watching the parade.
Yeah.
But I wrote that article on the Rick Roll costume.
Yeah, the Rick costume.
Yeah. Oh, at Associated Content.
Which you can find.
Author Matt Stevens.
You can find the link to that on our Spooncast Radio page. Both mine and Matt's.
Is there a link?
Yeah, I put it on there.
Oh, okay.
It's on the right-hand side. If you scroll down, I think it's...
To both of ours?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen it yet. Anyway, we,
Favorite links.
Now, oh, yeah. Articles and stories written by Matt. Articles and stories written by Derek. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Did not know that. Anyway... It came up, and I wrote that article on the Rick Roll costume, and my mom actually came up with the idea, and I didn't credit her anywhere, so she's not dropped it, ever. And she was trying to explain to Marissa and one of my relatives what a Rickroll is, because neither of them are very, you know, they're not on the internet much. They don't watch YouTube.
Good choice of words there.
What?
Neither of them are, they don't watch the internet much.
They won't watch the internet. Okay. They're not internet savvy. They don't, they're not on YouTube very much.
Okay.
So they don't know what a Rickroll is. So she had to explain that it lures you in and it's like something interesting.
Like the new Office spinoff in Utica.
Yeah, that's the one I made. And then it plays Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up. So, strangely enough, earlier that day, The Nation was Rickrolled. And none of us
knew. Very well, too. Except it was too cold, so he didn't do his dancing.
Yeah. You know what would have been funnier if they were all Barack rolled?
That was good.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. I wish.
I think we're going to get a little too much Barack rolled.
Yeah, we have some time ahead of us.
What else? There was something else. Oh, I found out.
The Nation was Barack rolled.
Yeah. No, I found out about that because I wasn't actually watching the parade, but I used Twitter. And I got like 6 Twitter messages that were like, oh, just got Rickrolled by Rick Astley himself. And I was like, whoa, what? YouTube. And I watched it. And I laughed. It was good. Speaking of Twitter, I love that. I love Twitter. You can, if you...
Speaking of Twitter, I love it.
Speaking of chocolate, I love it. Do you have Twitter?
No, I don't.
You should get Twitter.
I'm not really sure what it is, actually.
It's just basically like, when thoughts come to my head, I just go to Twitter and make people read them.
You just type in a thought?
Yeah, but, like right now, I'm going to type recording episode 7 of Spooncast Radio, and everyone that's following me will know.
This episode is actually, for not planning anything out, we've been okay.
Yeah. See? I don't know. Now everybody that's following me knows that I'm recording episode 7.
I don't know what we're going to call it, but.
Basically, I've been using Twitter to update my followers, all 4 of them, about Spooncast. So if you want those updates, go to search.twitter.com and type in db201407.
Yeah.
That's so rude.
You might want to press the rewind button a couple times to get that down.
Again, that is db201407. Or, if you have Twitter, you can email us your Twitter name, and I will friend you and follow you. That's creepy.
I'm not tech savvy to all this technology.
Just email us at spoonfilms@gmail.com with your Twitter.
Or with anything else.
Or anything else. We are desperate.
Yeah,
desperate, like Pamela
Anderson. We get,
like,
no emails. Spoonfilms@gmail.com. You can email us and tell us your favorite kind of bread.
You could use it to tell us that you put your socks on wrong today. I don't care. Just email us.
Tell us your PIN number and credit card account number. Yeah, tell us that.
And your social security number.
Yeah. Or anything to get into your personal financial files.
Yeah. Remember, that's all voluntary. We take no responsibility for the actions we take once we have that information.
We take no responsibility for the actions we take. I don't even know.
I don't even want to start. What's wrong with that sentence?
Dark Knight comes out Tuesday. Yeah, this Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's
2 days. 2 days from 1 minute ago.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Switched right at the same time.
So, yeah, I have Monday off.
Really?
Yeah.
We should do some...
Record some more episodes.
Yeah, we need to... We are so far behind, and we apologize. Speaking of the last episode, episode 6, by the time you're listening to this, you probably already wasted your time and figured it out. Just listen, like, the first, like, 20 minutes of episode 6, and then fast forward...
Once you start hearing just the time machine button click over and over again,
yeah, just stop.
Like without ceasing, just stop listening. I mean, there's nothing technically wrong with the episode. It just, we ran out of things to say and things to do.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about how bad the old episodes are. Let's talk about how great the new episodes
the
are.
The new episodes are going to be amazing. I think we should just talk about us. That's a bad idea.
Let's talk about us. I opened a Word document so I could type down any ideas that came to me, but so far nothing.
Yeah. It's been, I've been writing like crazy lately for associated content and elsewhere. Because that's the only sort of source of income I have.
Yeah.
So, basically, I'm writing reviews on every piece of equipment that I come across. Can I borrow your laptop? I've already done mine. Actually, I haven't. But I'm going to need that.
Yeah, actually...
I'm talking to Owen, by the way.
Yeah, and our special guest who said...
Zero.
He said four words.
You did, you did. You mentioned...
Very quietly.
Very quietly, he,
he's as
unusual.
Much a guest this episode as Julie was that one episode.
Yeah.
See, so we've had two guests.
We have to have two guests.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Wow.
We got one on the new Xbox experience. Top 5 iPhone apps.
What's Spence's? Oh, is that your short story?
My short story to put up here because I knew it would get published too soon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Spence's is down where I can make my stuff mine.
Maybe I should just do a bunch of technology reviews.
Yeah, it's really easy, actually. Basically, anything you find that has battery in it. I think I'm going to review the Nintendo 64 and how it's still amazing.
It is. Actually, the Nintendo 64 has got to be by far my favorite game system of all time. Well, Sega Genesis is up there. Sega Genesis.
Yeah, I do remember the Sega Genesis. It was fun. I played it at Eric Stang's house.
Sega Genesis. It just had such great games, and it was... Although, Sega Genesis...
Where? You have one?
Sega Genesis, I have to say, is the only piece of technology that you can fix by blowing into it.
Yeah. No, the N64 does the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Nintendo, too. Nintendo, that's what I was thinking of. I stole that joke from a comedian. He was talking about Nintendo.
Actually, it sounds more like this.
Yeah, and, you know, you could, nobody could ever fix yours. You know,
yeah.
You're the only one who can blow
it. Yeah. We're not stealing that guy's entire act. We only have, like, 2 minutes.
I have been, like, in and out of sickness, like, the... but, never mind.
I've been in sickness. Every time I'm...
At night, I've been relatively fine, but... Nobody cares about that. Yeah. Why am I talking about it?
Every time I... No one does care about
This is kind of an experimental episode. We're kind of taking it in a new direction with this one.
Yeah. Not bad. Not bad.
Well, not bad listening to it now, but...
Yeah.
How about I just read my...
By the way, did you watch the blooper reel on that on season 4?
Oh, not yet.
Oh, it's hysterical.
You should watch it.
Yeah,
after the show. Oh!
I always think them.
Let's talk
this
about
this episode. Oh, it's so fantastic. What movies?
Run, Fat Boy, Run. What'd you think about that?
That's a good movie.
It was a good movie. It was. I watched it Thursday. I laughed out loud.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Oh, in case you did not know, Derek, Justin, and myself, we were all big fans of the Simon Pegg comedies that have come out. I haven't missed them. But I know Star Trek's coming soon.
Yeah, I'm not missing that. I want to see How to Lose Friends in the Alien.
Oh, yeah. No, I did see that.
Have you?
Yeah.
When did you see it? I didn't think it was out in theaters yet.
I watched... No, it's it came out in theaters, but not on DVD. I watched it online.
Oh, I'll have to watch it.
Legally. Did not break the law there. In the magic of internet recording technology. But, yeah, it was pretty funny, too.
I'm gonna rape mine.
Simon Pegg is a vampire.
Whoa, what?
And he murders the world. And that's the whole plot of the movie.
Cool.
Still funny, though.
I don't think that's true.
It is.
I think you're lying again. Just fifth time. Never mind.
Yeah.
Oh.
You stop crying or I will give you something to cry about.
I'm good now. I'm good now. I'm good now.
Sure, because I will give you something to cry about.
You've already given me more than enough to cry about.
I'm going to give you some more to cry about. I'm going to hit you.
Don't. Don't even. Not if I stab you first.
All right, I will hit you.
Ow, ah, ah, ah.
The knife down.
Ah, ah, ah.
Ah. Okay. All right. You hit me with that tube. Because that's what it's going to sound like. It's going to sound like you hitting me over the head with a plastic tube. Which is what happened. Ow. We're at the end of the episode. Okay. So we can stop recording now.
Okay.
That was episode 7.
Ladies, tell us what you think about this new format. And
what was our new format?
Just talking. We didn't do any skits. We just kind of talked.
We've done that before.
No, we've done at least one skit. All right, well, anyway, we're done here. Good night.
We did a skit this episode, too.
It was a not-skit skit.
All right. Okay, bye, everyone.